Hello, everybody. Good morning in the sanctuary. Good morning on Facebook. Good morning on YouTube. Happy Sunday. For this is a day that what? The Lord has made. Amen? Amen. Let us get ourselves in the right frame of mind that we can hear and receive the Word of God. Amen? Amen. So shake off whatever rust is on you, whatever's been holding you back, and let's just freely celebrate the Lord's presence. Amen? Amen. Because one thing that I do want to point out, so yesterday was pin relays, and I went to go, you know, just hang out with the fraternity brothers. But it was interesting because just in the car, I had on the news because I was listening to traffic. What do you hear? Well, some 14-year-old girl went to North Philly and disappeared. They're looking for her. Then another girl, she's a passenger in a car arguing with somebody else. Lady pulls out a gun and shoots her. Now, fortunately, she's going to survive. But look at what is going on out there. I mean, these are teenagers, children. That's what's going on out there. What do we know? Lord, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to trust in the peace that you create, Lord. And I'm going to witness to those that are worried about everything they're hearing. Because, Lord, I know you love me. I know you love us. I know you have a ready word for us that will settle all of this. So that's why when you hear those things on the news, you can still rejoice. Because it gives us an opportunity to tell others. Because if you look at your life, you're sitting here right now, so guess what? There was a hedge of protection around you, right? There was a hedge of protection around your family, right? Because you here right now, whether you're in the sanctuary or watching, that means the Lord has kept you from your date of birth to today. Now, is tomorrow promised? No, but what? The Lord has kept you. And he said, hallelujah. Listen to my word. Be obedient. And you get to spend eternity with the Lord. That's something to look forward to. Amen? That's something, if you really think about all the stuff that's going on, there will be a brighter and a better day. A brighter and a better day. Why? Because the Lord said so. So let us rejoice. Let us get our hearts and minds ready for the Word of God. I'm going to read our scripture for this morning. Then we'll have prayer. Then we're going to listen to some singing. Amen? Amen. Yeah, that's S-A-A-A-A-N-G-I-N. And that's possibly I am, some singing. Amen? So if we could all stand. I'm going to be reading from 1 John chapter 2. It's a familiar section, but it's something we cannot forget. Amen? The Word of God, 1 John chapter 2, starting with verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Amen. Christ Jesus, thank you for that word right there. Thank you for all of your love, all of your guidance, all of your protection, all of your comfort, all of your provision. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know what we need. And you provide. Hallelujah. You know when we need it. And that's when you give it to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. That no matter what, you are true. Hallelujah. There is always peace in you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, hallelujah. Touch us this morning. There's more than two or three gathered in your name. Anoint our speaker this morning that the word that you put in her heart, because our hearts need to hear it, anoint her to deliver your word. And Lord, take that word, write it on the fleshy tables of our hearts. Transform and renew our minds with the word that is going to be delivered to us today. That we would be encouraged despite all that is going on. That we would be comforted by your peace. And Lord, that we would be strengthened to witness to those who don't know what to do. To those who don't know where to go. To those who don't know which way to turn. That you would anoint us to witness unto them. Because it's about your kingdom, your word, your will. So Lord, help us where we come up short so that we would give you complete service and an enthusiastic, energetic witness to your glory. Listening to you to tell us what to say to people who are going through things. We thank you, O Lord. Be glorified in this service. Come sit next to us in the pews. Let us feel your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Without further ado, I'm going to bring up our sister Leah so she can, what can she do? Sang. Amen. 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 Preparing the atmosphere for what? Hallelujah. The word to come. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we truly give honor to the Lord for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. And as we prepare our hearts and we remind ourselves of this simple word, that it is so sweet to trust in him. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you. How I prove you o'er and o'er. Jesus, precious Jesus, and hope for grace to trust you more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he'll be with me will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, and how and oh, for grace, and oh, for grace, and oh, for grace, to trust Him, Him
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just to trust in Him evermore, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving people a chance to get in, get settled, because what? The Word is coming. Amen. Amen. The Lord has anointed our deaconess Lillian, anointed her to bring the words. Could we all stand? Receiving the woman of God that God has anointed to bring us the word. Can we acknowledge her? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank God this morning for allowing us to see another Sunday morning. Amen.
Amen.
All week, there's been a song that's kind of been resonating and marinating in my heart. And it's, I will bless thee, O Lord.
Right.
I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. I will bless thee, O Lord. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Amen. 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 I just needed to get that out. It's been a week, y'all, and we're few in numbers right now, but the word says where there are two or more gathered in His name, He would be in the midst. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to go straight to our scripture this morning. I will be reading from 2 Timothy 1, 3 to 10, and for the witness, Leviticus 6. 12 and 13. Amen. Please stand. If you need a Bible, raise your hands and an usher will get one for you. 2 Timothy 1, 3 to 10. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads, Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. Night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted. And I will be filled with joy when we are together again. I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Enos. And I know the same faith continues strong in you. This is why I am reminded. This is why I remind you to fan into the flames the spiritual God gave you, the gift. This is why I reminded you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. And don't be ashamed of me either, even though I am in prison. With the strength God gives you, be ready to suffer with me. For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this, not because we deserved it, but because that was the plan from before the beginning of time. To show us his grace through Christ Jesus. And now he has made all of this plain to us by the appearing of Jesus Christ, our Savior. He broke the power of death and illuminated the way of life and immortality through the good news. Amen. Leviticus 6, 12 and 13. The fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must not go out. Every morning, the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering on the fire and burn the fat of the fellowship offering on it. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather here safely this morning. As we enter into this time of worship, I ask for your presence, Lord, to fill us with your joy and peace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness that never fails us. Thank you for guiding our footsteps, O God, and gracing us with your strength to trust you always. In spite of our circumstances, Lord, we praise you this morning for giving us hope to never give up. Open our hearts to receive an outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Father God, stir up the gifts within us. Ignite the embers of our purpose to be obedient to what you have called us to do. Help me, O God. Help me, O God, to be faithful to your word and what you would have me to say this morning. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. So as I was preparing for the word that the Lord had gave me, he always kind of, there's always a story that I always start off first, if you haven't noticed that. But it sort of always kind of relates to what I want to speak about. So just be patient with me right now. So last year this time, it was actually last year this time, my family took a road trip to Vermont, Michigan to attend my nephew's graduating from Norwich University, one of the oldest private military schools in the United States. The one thing that I enjoyed more than the graduation, was the campfire we had. We sat around the fire pit. The guys had gathered some small twigs and dry grass, struck a match to start the fire. The burning grass ignites the small twigs, and within seconds you'll see a lot of smoke, right? They place smaller branches around that flame. The flame spreads, and then they place a big log on top of that, and shortly after you should have a strong fire burning. Amen. I've always been mesmerized by the flames dancing, how it creates an ambiance of relaxation and peace at the same time. Although I was a little scared because earlier that day we had seen a bear that was not too far down the road. So I was a little, you know, watching my back. But it's something special about sharing stories around the fire. Eating burnt marshmallows, making s'mores, laughing under the stars, and just being vulnerable sitting out there in the dark, in the open space. As I gazed at the flames, I felt the warmth of the fire in the night air, hearing the owls hooting, the crickets chirping, and in the stillness of all this peace, you sort of drift off a little bit, right? And awaken. And the fire has burned down to a pile of ashed embers. Now, for real campers out there in the woods and in the dark, you never want your fire to go out. Amen. So what do? You just need to fan the flame. Amen. You start stirring in the glowing the embers of the dying fire. And those embers will flame up again and burn brightly after adding some more logs. Amen. There are seasons in our lives when all that's left are small embers. We struggle to keep the fire of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Amen. Amen. This morning I want to talk to you about how to fan the flame and stir up the gift inside of you. And I want to ask yourself this question. Is my spirit burning brightly or am I dying embers? Our key verse is 2 Timothy 1. 6 and 7 says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by putting on of hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. The apostle Paul was telling Timothy to stir up the gift of God that was in him. The fire in Timothy's heart was on a low burn of embers. Can anybody relate? And if I can be honest, we all have had seasons with a bunch of S's after that. Amen.
Right.
Amen. There's a Greek word meaning stir up. It's called anazoparel. It might not really be pronounced like that, but that's how I got it. Mm-hmm. Anna carries the idea of repeating an earlier action or doing something again. Zoe means to be enthusiastic, to be fervent, wholehearted, and passionate. Per is the Greek word for fire. Fire was a living force. It's a life-giving force, amen? In the ancient times, every home needs fire for warmth, right? And it was used as a force to defeat the enemies, amen? Apostle Paul had wrote the epistle, 2 Timothy, from prison while awaiting his execution. He looked past his own circumstances to express his concerns for the churches and his protege, Timothy. He wrote a personal letter full of affection and encouragement for Timothy, a young disciple in the faith, who appeared to be timid and fearful. Apostle Paul knew the responsibility Timothy would face leading the church. God's people were suffering persecution at the hands of the Romans. Teaching or publicly pro- professing to the Christian, to be a Christian, had the potential of imprisonment, physical suffering, and even death. Amen. Some people turn from their faith because of the persecution they would face.
Okay.
Right. Timothy needed to be reminded that to remain godly and have discipline, he had to produce fruits of love, joy, and peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, patience, gentleness, and self-control. Amen? Learning how to wait with patience. We learned that from the pastor about the seeds, planting the seeds in the garden. We have to be patient. You can't rush growth. Amen? Timothy had to be immovable no matter the cost, to stand firm in spreading the message of salvation in Jesus Christ. Colossians 1 and 23 tells us to continue in the faith, grounded and settled, not to be moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which was under heaven. He had to stand firm, no shifting. Amen. Paul says, stir up the gift inside of you. Sometimes we need to put more wood in the fire of our hearts. Paul was not suggesting that Timothy keep the spirit flame ablaze by his own human efforts. God knows that we are weak. Amen. He understands. He was tempted too. Our gifts are not fully developed. They are strengthened and matured through use. Amen. You know that saying, they say, if you don't use it, you lose it. Same rule applies. We can encourage each other, pray, and minister to one another, but it's our individual responsibility to keep our spiritual fire burning. You got to fan your flame.
Right, right.
Stop depending on people to fan your flame.
Amen.
You can start by singing.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Something I do all the time at home.
Amen.
I remember when my joy embers were low, and the pastor had told me to create a playlist of just songs just to listen to throughout the day, to encourage my own self. Amen. And that's what we got to do sometimes. We have to encourage ourselves.
Amen.
Listening to music is a source of healing and comfort. We stir up our gifts by calling on the name of Jesus. His name alone will build the flames. Amen.
Amen.
Reading your word will build the flames. Amen. Communication with God. All he wants to do is hear our heart's desires. Amen. Pray and give him the praise. Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and perfect will. God wants us to set our hearts on him by living holy and pleasing him. Amen. Romans 12 and 12 says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in prayer. Again, we are to be persistent in prayer, remain joyful, and endure difficult times with patience. Praise God. In your prayer closet, ask God to remove anything that is flame resistant. And what I mean by that is get rid of anything that is offensive to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Repent and turn away from sin. Stop isolating yourself.
Right.
Seek the Lord with all your heart. Worship and meditate on his word. Amen.
Amen.
Fellowshipping with God's people. We need accountability and encouragement. Amen. Check this out. Just imagine a coal, a piece of coal, one piece of coal, amen? You take that one piece of coal out of a pile of burning coal. You set that coal aside. What do you think is going to happen? It loses its fire sitting alone. Amen. We need fellowship and we need friendships. And Paul, Apostle Paul and Timothy had a great relationship. Amen. It may be low and it may even seem like your fire has gone out. But if you just stir the ashes, glory be to God. Just stir them ashes and the wind will blow. When a wind might just blow by and those ashes, all those distractions, the doubts, our pride, gossip, worrying, that wind will blow those ashes and the fire will blow again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word is the fuel to keep the flames burning inside of us. Right. Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Ask God to restore you. Psalms 51 and 12 says, restore unto me the joy of salvation and uphold me with your spirit. God's love is the heat to burn the fuel. We need the love of God and his compassion to love everyone, to love everybody, everybody. We can have gifts, but if we don't have God's love, our gifts won't be used for his purpose. Amen. The Holy God's Holy Spirit is the oxygen to allow the heat to burn the fuel. Fire will be extinguished without air. Fire will be extinguished without air. Can I get an amen, brother Tyrone? Amen. Our fireman over there. I think that's why we close doors when there's a fire, to keep the air from coming in, something like that. All right, there you go. We need the Spirit of God to allow us to grow in faith and love. The enemy always attempts to put out our flames. Amen. Even if you're covered under the ashes of disappointments and depression, insecurities, the ashes of loneliness, the embers are still alive. With all the opposition that comes, praise God. Stay in his word. Stand on his word. Give him all the glory. Because Satan knows that if the Spirit of God succeeds in doing his work in us, we will be fruitful for God's purpose. Amen. We got souls to save, y'all. God has been so good to us, and we need to share his goodness. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul did not specify what gift he was referring to concerning Timothy. He knew there was a great fire burning within him. We know that Timothy was the first bishop of the Ephesians church, a gifted evangelist, and actively involved in missionary work. Our gifts are not always fully developed. They must be cultivated as we grow and mature in our walk with God. We must be obedient and have patience with our growth. Amen. Pastor has been teaching on a series, Life in the Garden of God. Every garden has rules and requires obedience. God is a gardener and so are we. We will reap if we faint not. We will reap if we faint not. You will benefit from your harvest, if you don't give up, if you're patient, and you just wait on God. Amen. Amen. Our God has equipped us with everything we need to accomplish for his purpose. So when Paul said to stir up the gifts, he was telling Timothy to use the gifts he had been given by God. And don't be fearful. Amen. I'm a witness. Amen. We are filled with the Holy Spirit, and he gives us spiritual gifts to use in his kingdom for the sake of others. Amen. Amen. That was from 1 Corinthians 12 and 7. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just as the fire is starting to die out, there will be hardships. Stir the embers. Add more logs to get the fire burning again. Are you fanning your joy, your prayer, and your patience? We need to use the gifts that our God has given us so that they don't lie dormant in us. Are you fanning love, worship, and serving? The gifts, along with God's indwelling presence, helps us to walk boldly into God and what he has called us to do. Are you fanning, trusting God, and having mercy for others? Apostle Paul said, "For God gave us a spirit not to fear, but to power, love, and self-control." Amen. Keep your fires burning. Amen. I'm going to say it again. We stir by gifts through prayer. Praying out loud helps you to focus. Yes, God knows what's in our hearts, but if you're like me, my mind is always racing. It never sits still. Amen. Pastor tells us to pray out loud all the time. When I'm tired, I pray out loud. And the reason is because if I don't, I'm going to fall asleep. I'll fall right to sleep. Amen. Singing fans our spirit. Amen. Calling on the name of the Lord fans our spirits into flames. Amen. It's hard to pray sometimes. Amen. But you got to press and push your way through it if you need God to work in your life and to do something. Amen. Sometimes calling on the name of Jesus, just Jesus, 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 just calling on his name alone is sometimes all that you need to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just walk back and forth and just pace the floor. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is my healer. Jehovah Ro, the Lord is my shepherd. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I love you, God. Hallelujah. And I thank you and praise you for all that you have done for me. I adore you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me, O God. These are some of the things that I'm saying when I'm praying. And then there's sometimes when I don't have words, hallelujah, but all I can say is, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for victory, hallelujah, hallelujah, because he's the one that gives us the victory, even though we may not see it, hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to claim it. Claim your victory in the Lord, hallelujah. Just call on his name, and it will ignite the fire deep down in your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. In Lamentations 3:55, the prophet Jeremiah said, calling on the Lord not only lifts us out of our low pit, but it causes us to become burning again. Amen. Glory be to God. Just calling on his name ignites that fire deep down in our souls. My new favorite thing to do is crying. Kirby can attest to that. I cry about every little thing. I don't know where it came from. But Isaiah 12 and 6 says, cry out and give a ringing shout, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Psalms 47 and 1 says, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to God with the voice of trumpet sound. Amen. Crying out, God, I need you. God, I need you. I need you now like never before. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. I need you. And immediately his presence, it comes to comfort me and fill me. And it will do the same thing for you. Just cry out. I believe it grabs God's attention. And that's when he comes to see about me. Amen. And he will do the same thing for you. Amen. I thank and I praise God for his many blessings in my life, for how he continues to keep me, care for me, love me, and watch over me. How he continues to just calm my nerves. Because I worry about things that I probably shouldn't worry about. But we serve an awesome God, y'all. Hallelujah. He is always there when we need him. He will always send a person to give you a word to lift you up when you need to be lifted up. But we also have to lift ourselves up. Because no matter how much a person prays over you, encourages you, if you can't do it for yourself, it won't be done. We serve an awesome God, hallelujah, who will come and see about you. But we have to be willing to open up ourselves and let him do the work in us. He loves you more than you will ever know. And when that fire or that flame has gone down in your life, just pray. Pray. I know we hear it all the time. Pray, 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 pray. Well, that's the key to get to him. That's how we communicate with our God. It's through prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God. For his mercy and his goodness. I thank and I praise God. For even the things that has happened that's not so good. You know, we grow from it. We learn from it. We need those mistakes, right? But we serve an awesome God. And if you are saved, there's always a burning fire within you. But to keep it burning, it requires work. God has blessed you with spiritual gifts. Amen. That are to be used for his glory. The storms will come and the wind will blow. People will come against you to hold you back. Just guard your flames. The enemy will do whatever he can and everything that he possibly can think of to put your fire out. He uses fear. He uses depression, anxiety, discouragement, and our finances. Amen. And he will even use your loved ones to keep you distracted from serving the Lord. Apostle Paul has said, you must be willing to share in the suffering for the gospel. We suffer because we have faith. Amen. Amen. We serve a faithful God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the fire that lives and dwells within us. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit that's the fire that lives deep in our souls. Amen. Amen. The Lord is inviting you to come to Him. Amen. To receive this awesome gift that will ignite your hearts with fire. If you are here today and you need to rekindle the embers, you've become distant, isolated yourselves. Come back to God.
Amen.
He's here waiting for you.
Right.
You can just ask Him for forgiveness. Rekindle the embers of your heart by prayer and meditation. Amen.
Amen.
God's word is your strength to fan the flame. Praise God. I thank and I praise Him. I'm done. Short and sweet. I'm done. Can we just give God some praise this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God for all the marvelous things that He has done. Hallelujah. We praise you this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. For your faithfulness and how awesome you are to us. I love God this morning, y'all. Amen. I'm going to ask the deacons to come up. And if you need prayer, just come to the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you. In Leviticus, the high priest had to keep the fire burning by continuously adding wood to the altar. Amen. And that fire had to burn sun up, sun down. Amen. And the priest had to clean up the ashes, stir up the embers to keep that fire burning, so that they sacrifice, they put the lambs and the sheep, or you know, whatever they sacrifice on the altar. But today, our God sent His Son for us. He was our sacrifice. We don't have to sacrifice animals anymore. Amen. Jesus was our sacrifice. So we can go directly to Him. The priest, the people had to go to the priest, I think once a year. And the priest had to go to God and ask for forgiveness of their sins. Amen. But we can go directly to God ourselves. Amen. And ask for forgiveness and come back to Him. So if you need prayer, the deacons are here for you. Amen. 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 Praise God. I'm going to turn the service back over into the hands of Deacon Todd.
Amen. 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 Remember, that was a word that God said my people need to hear today. Amen. And so when she's talking about praying, meditate on that word. Meditate. We're not fanning enough. The Lord is telling us. Amen. Amen. And then what? Thank God because he had a message for us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice in the Lord and what he has done for us. I'm about to move to the next part of service, but I want to make sure before we move to that the word you just heard, meditate on that. I know I will. Amen. Because we're supposed to be on fire at all times and we're not. Right? So she's told us how to what? Rekindle. Amen. Amen. So we ain't got no drumming no more. So what time is it? Oh, that was flat. I gave a better drum. What time is it? There we go. Offering time. Amen. 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 We got to be happy about something, right? Can we be happy in our giving? Amen. Amen. So I'm going to do a little thing about our offering time, and then I'm going to bring up Kennedy to give us our announcement. Amen. So good morning to have a tabernacle. You can give in what? Several ways. Amen. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you'll receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send a check or a money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. By Venmo, it's Venmo at Taylor-Tabernacle-6309. And unfortunately, we're still working on Cash App with whatever logistically is going on there, but we hope to have that up and running soon. Now, for those who are gathered here today, as you're aware, over there on the windowsill, there's two baskets, one for our tithes and offerings and the other for our speaker. Amen. Amen. So if you're giving by that way on your way out, just go place something in the basket. Amen. 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 Should I give another drum roll? I don't know. Here comes Kennedy with our announcement. Amen. Come on up. She has our church announcements for this week.
The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship for your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has the COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay home. Every first Sunday, we will gather 8:30 a.m. in-person corporate prayer followed by morning worship at 10 a.m. Wednesday night's prayer and Bible study, 7 p.m. via Google Meet. Sunday school from 8:30 to 9 a.m. Via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sundays. Pastor Ford's Wiley Challenge.
Amen. So we remember the Wiley Challenge, right? So we want to encourage our young folks to get more folks out. Amen. 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 Come on, it's a good day. Amen. Amen. I'm about to bring Deaconess Lillian back up for the benediction, but let us rejoice. Amen? Amen.
All right. It's almost 11 o'clock. I'll have you out in the next 5 minutes. Amen?
Amen.
All right. I thank God for my pastor in his absence, y'all. My pastor, gotta love him, but he knows, hallelujah. It's not easy standing up here. I just want y'all to know that. But I thank God for how he calms me. I definitely would not be standing here in this pulpit. I'd be sitting out there if it were up to me. But I thank God for the opportunity once again to cultivate my gift. Amen. The gift that he's placed in my heart, I thank him for that. And there's a scripture that say obedience is better than sacrifice. Well, I'm thanking God for just being obedient. Amen. Amen. This has been a week for me. All week. It started with Brandon had an emergency that I needed to take care of. Christina, somebody hit her car. She came out for work. Her bumper was off. She was upset about that. My coworker had an emergency and called me. Work is busy. And, you know, as I was preparing, you know, for my sermon, I kept losing information. So I have a thing with my tablet and the computer. I have problems saving stuff. And Kirby always tells me, hit save or whatever that drive thing, that cloud, so that you won't lose your information. And when I have a thought process and then I go back and it's not there, and it's like starting all over again. And that is very frustrating. I'm sure, Leah, you probably know in school studying and all that stuff. So this has been a week, and it was just one thing after another. And then yesterday I had to work. It should have only been like 4.5 hours. I was hoping to be home by 5 o'clock. I didn't get home until 8 o'clock last night. So on my way home, my car stopped. And then I was on there was a backup on the expressway. So I was able to back out, get off. I don't know, something was going on. It was a bad accident. So I was in South Philly trying to go around to get the expressway. So my car had stopped the first time. So I made my way back onto the expressway. And as I'm driving, my car stops. But thank God that the traffic was slow, that the truck behind me stopped. So I put my flashing lights on, drove again, the car started, drove again, and it stopped again. On 76. So we all know how fast cars drive on 76. Amen. So thank God for the slow traffic, because if it was regular flowing traffic, the person behind me would have hit, because my car stopped. It just stopped. And I just got it out the shop. I just had my engine replaced. So why is it stopping? But anyway, I give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, because he continues to show himself faithful to me, and he watches over me. Amen. Amen. All minds clear. Let's stand. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that burns deep down in our souls. Thank you for the lives that have been rekindled to do the work. Bless us and keep us safe until we meet again. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.